Good afternoon, Dr. Khwaja. It is January 23rd, 2013. Please note, I am at Avalon Place Nursing Center, facilities K, service facilities A as Apple 28828. First patient, initial evaluation on patient James, last name Lockett, Lockett, 509-937-90792. 294.11/293.84, follow up 2 weeks. Doctor's order dated December 20th, 2012, verified by Dr. Khwaja. Chief complaint. This 74-year-old gentleman is referred to as my primary care physician for code agitated behavior, poor adjustment to facility, and code. It's staff reported patient's main issue is cognitive deficits along with confusion and restlessness. He tries to get up from the chair and he's a fall risk. He's very difficult to redirect due to cognitive impairment. They have not seen any signs of depression, anxiety, or psychosis. Sleep and appetite is failed. Next paragraph, chart shows patient has the diagnosis of dementia. He recently was treated for hematuria as well as thrombocytopenia. On examination, patient appears confused. He does not know what he did and ate today and yesterday. He's partially oriented. Reports feeling good, did not have any complaints about the staff, the food, the facility. Vital civil, psych history, dementia, other agitation, restlessness, medical history, subdural hematoma, status post-craniotomy, pancytopenia and thrombocytopenia, hematuria, UTI, acute mental status changes, hypertension, social history, married, others claims to have 3 children, source of education, church staff, current psychotropic medications, Ativan, 0.5 milligrams Q12 hours, PRN, patient is getting it 3 times a day, recent change in psych meds, non-routine and PRN medications, Prilosec, lisinopril, Prevacol, amantadine, Florester, F-L-O-R-A-S-T-E-R, low pressure. Adverse effects on allergies, sulfur diagnostics. None in the last 4 weeks. Before that, urine culture, urine analysis, CBC. CBC and CMP were reviewed. Sodium within normal limits, platelet count 51. Hygiene and dress within normal limits. Other has the craniotomy scar on the left side of the skull and also 1 digit missing from his left hand. Mood anxious, other mild intensity, thought process scattered, illogical affect within normal region, hallucination and awake equilibrium, person place, partial time, partial inside. Poor judgment, poor speech within normal limits, brief memory, short and long term impairment, attention span easily distorted, limited lacking content, wheelchair, skin intake, next patient name and economy, risk of himself and others, no evidence, risk of customer reward, impact on medical condition, no reaction, but other relevant findings, none. Current clinical status, new condition, clinical impression, 74-year-old gentleman with multiple causes of cognitive deficits, i.e., subdural hematoma, stress post craniotomy, and Alzheimer's. I'm not starting any anti-dementia medications at this time. Next paragraph, patient's behavior of restlessness most likely is from anxiety. He responds to Ativan. We will try to treat with Buspar and eventually stop Ativan. Avoid antipsychotics and mood stabilizers due to pancytopenia. Treating diagnosis 204.11. Dementia secondary to multiple etiologies. Behavior problem secondary diagnosis 293.84, anxiety secondary to general medical condition, treatment plan, medication, Buspar, dose in form 5 milligram tablets, route, P your time schedule 5 milligram PID and 10 milligram QHS indication anxiety. Labs, TSH, B12, and vitamin D level. End of report.